Welcome to Core 242 Podcast, brought to you by Core Community Covenant Church. Now let's dive into the Word of God with Pastor Max and Pastor Trish.
This is going to be a different Sunday, for me at least, for the past three and a half years or so. Every Sunday I preach the sermon with my wife. But she's been preaching all weekend. She put on herself what four men took on yesterday to teach the four topics. My wife just taught by herself, so I figure I'll give her a break this morning. But I feel like I am teaching with one arm tied behind my back. But I'm excited. I'm excited because everything has been taught. We had amazing teaching. I know men, you guys received just amazing teaching from amazing teachers. And women, I know my mom, my wife brought it. I know she did. So there's not a lot to add to it, but I just want to get in the Word and just kind of summarize the weekend. I guess that's what we're going to do if you would allow it. I'm going to try my best to be out of here as fast as the Lord lets me. I always tell people it's tricky. I'm a teacher, so I normally sit down when I teach. But this hard part is when I'm standing, the preaching comes out a little bit. So forgive me if I go a little bit long. But let me look. So we're going to look at Psalm 23 and how he talks about what we've been talking about all weekend, about our health, about relational, physical, mental, and spiritual, and how God has a plan for us to be able to have all those things the right way. And as when Trish and I looked at Psalm 23, we saw those four things in there. And then what I want to do is I just want to look at the verse from Psalm and just see the promise of God for those four things. And I also want to look at the teaching of Jesus Christ in the Gospels of what he has for us in those parts of the human being of our health. So it starts off, you know what, I'm just going to read the whole psalm first and then I'll break it down. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord. I love this psalm. It's one of those, I think it's one of those famous psalms. It can be used for anything. I think I have used this psalm as I did a wedding ceremony and also used this psalm at a funeral. It just brings a lot. I'm so glad that King David wrote this. And I love that he wrote it from what he knew about. He knew how to be a shepherd. He knew how to be a good shepherd. He fought the lion and the bear. He took care of his sheep. He knew how to be a good shepherd. And then he reflected on who God is. And he's like, yeah, he's a good shepherd. So the first thing I want to look at is the relational. When we see in the first verses, it says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. The Lord is my shepherd. He's right there with me. There's nothing that I need more than him. We are close together. I love in John 10:3-5, if you guys turn your Bible to it, and we're going to flip through it. Those of you who know me, my opinion does not really matter, but what the Word of God says, that's what matters. Amen. So I'm just going to tell you guys what the Word says about the relationship that we have with our Good Shepherd. In John 10:3-5, it says, The watchman opens the gate for him, and the sheep listens to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought all of his own, he goes on ahead of them. His sheep follows him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Just to go on top of that, 27 through 28, it says, my sheep listens to my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. That's what kind of shepherd we have. He knows us. He knows what he needs. He guides us to a place where we need to be at. Our relationship is so good that when we close our eyes, and there's all these voices all around, and then the Lord speaks. And like, that's God. Mm. Right? There's all these things happening in the world. All this talking, all these wars, all these disasters. And then you hear, peace, be still. Mm-hmm. That's my God. I know him, and he knows me, and he tells me what I need to hear right now. He's a relational God. He loves me so much. He's like, you need to have this. That's what kind of God we are. He is. That's what kind of God he is. And that's what we need. And that's who we are to him. Amen. Physical. I told you guys, we're going to go through this really quick. Physical, it says, he makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He supplies our physical needs. He wants us to be healthy physically. Let's turn to Matthew 6:25. Matthew 6:25. The great preaching of Jesus Christ. One of his sermons. First sermons. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is it not life more important than food? And the body is more important than clothes? Look at the birds in the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns. And yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? Why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even a Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that's how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you? Oh, you little faith. So do not worry saying, what shall we eat or what shall we drink or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after these things. And your heavenly Father knows that you need them. That physical, he wants us to have his healthy physical, be healthy physically. But he's going to provide for that. Yes. Yeah. Don't you worry. He got it. He knows. He built you. He created you. He created you with those needs. And he's going to provide for you. It's not going to help you to worry about it. Now you're like, well, I also need a new Corvette and a new motorcycle and a bigger house. He's like, that's not a need. That's a want. We need to separate that, right? We talked about yesterday, we don't need to have a six pack, but we need to have a healthy heart. He will provide for your need. Those of you who are praying for a six pack, get in the nutrition, a good nutritional. Start working out. But he will provide your physical needs. That's what kind of God he is. He knows what he needs. Don't worry. Spiritual. I was really upset that Psalm 23 didn't go through RPMs like it was supposed to happen, so we're going to have to move it through. Spiritual. He restores my soul. He guides me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. He restores my soul, Matthew 11, 28. Flip over to Matthew 11, 28. He restores my soul. Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. We keep on putting all these things on our shoulders that God does not want. He says, put on my yoke, my teaching, my understanding, my love, my grace, my mercy, my care, put that on. Stop worrying about 613 laws. He's speaking to the Jewish people. 613 laws that you're trying to follow from Deuteronomy and Leviticus and all that stuff. And you have this heavy yoke because you want to have spiritual relationship with God. And you try to be spiritual and you tithe every percentage of everything. He said, no. I desire from you love, mercy, justice. Love your Lord with all your heart, with all your strength, and with all your mind.
Yes.
Stop carrying this yoke. That's not what I want from you. That's not what God wants from you. He wants you to find rest in him. He's there for your spiritual health. Don't make it too complicated. He guides me in path of righteousness for his name's sake. Just going to go quickly back to 6:33. He guides me in path of righteousness for his name's sake. But seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. We want to be spiritual. We want to have a healthy spiritual life. Seek him first.
Amen.
And his righteousness. Not some pastor's righteousness, not some mentor's righteousness, but his righteousness. And that will bring you spiritual health. Because he is the only righteous one.
Amen.
So we look to him.
Yes, sir.
He's providing us with that spiritual health.
Yes.
He has provided everything we need in this for the spiritual health. He provided the Holy Spirit in us for that spiritual health. That when we turn to the right and the Spirit kind of like, nope. Right? It's really simple. Just like nutrition. We're like, we go to McDonald's and we order a Big Mac and nope. How about something healthier? Not that Big Mac is bad. But you know what I'm saying? God has provided for us. We do not need to be confused. Listen, the reason why I'm saying this, we do not need to be confused about how to be relationally healthy, how to be spiritually healthy, how to be physically healthy. God has given all this to us. And he said, stop. Stop worrying. Stop putting so much on it. Stop looking at the world. I have given all these resources to you in my word and in my spirit and in my son. Stop making it hard on yourself. Mental. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. It's interesting that the rod comforts you. Those of us who got whooped when we were little, rod was not very comforting. Yeah, but it's there. It comforts me. It comforts me because I know if I'm turning to the left or to the right, he's gonna push me in the right direction. And if somebody goes for me, he will protect me. John 10. Let's return to John 10. How does he give us mental health? John 10, 11. It says, I'm a good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. Don't fear. Don't have anxiety. Our shepherd is so good. Our God is so good. He's going to lay down his life for you. He did. lay his life down for us. 14 says, I am a good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep know me.
Amen.
You're not lost. You're not far away from him. You're not alone. He is with you. He knows you. Here's a peaceful thing as we have anxiety, as we have depression, as we have fear, as we're going through things in our lives that we just cannot handle. John 16:33. Listen to this wonderful promise. In verse 31, Jesus tells them about how the time is coming when you will be scattered. That they will leave him all alone. But verse 33, John 16:33 promises this. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world we will have trouble. Don't be surprised. Please don't be surprised when things go bad. He told us it's going to happen. But take heart. I have overcome the world. When we look to this, when all these stresses come into our lives, and they do come into our lives, it's okay to react. It's okay, but take heart. He has overcome the world, right? If we take our Bible and we flip it all the way to the end, we know the outcome. We know the outcome. It's going to be hard. This world is a sinful world. It's a fallen world. But we know how it's going to end. And know how it's going to end with us as we focus on him.
Amen.
Matthew 28:20. Just to bring peace into our lives. Here Jesus is leaving. Jesus is leaving. He gave the great commission to his disciples. They have no idea what's going on. Lost, confused. He just told them to go and change the world. But how does he end? He's like, good luck. He says, as surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age. To the very end of the age. So when the time comes and you're lost and you're alone. And sometimes we break down and sometimes we lay down and sometimes we're in our bed and we don't want to get out. You're not alone. I always loved when Elijah ran away and he's in the cave. I always loved that verse always brought me so much hope when God says, why are you here? And that word here. What made a big difference for me for some reason. He's not, why are you there? Like, I see you over there. No, he says, he's sitting right next to Elijah. Why are you here? He's right there with him in that cave. So when we're in our own cave, going through stuff that we're going through, just know that God is like, why are we here? Pastor Phil blessed my life. I told him yesterday, I'm going to share with you guys again. I love that. When he was talking about Job and everything else, he said, those times when he says, why me? And he said, with God, it should be, what's next?
Amen.
So I love that. I absolutely love that. That changed the mentality as we're going through something. It's not, why me? Why am I going through this? It's like, all right, God, what's next? What's my next step?
Amen.
He cares about our mental health. He cares about our mental health. He wants to be right there with us, walking us through. Let me finish with the last ones. Why are we here? We brought you guys here this weekend for many reasons, for fellowship, for rest, for restoration, for all those things. To reflect on your health, your physical, your mental, your emotional, your spiritual health. That's what we brought you here. But what we want to do is that now that you've been refilled, that you can go and bless others, right? Out of the overflow. Out of the overflow, I told you guys first day, I'm empty. I was empty and I can't do anything for anybody when I'm in that place. We want to be overflowing. We want to give out of overflow. Psalm reads on, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. That's what kind of God he is. He's an overflowing God.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
I love the word in Hebrew just because I was intrigued. What does overflow mean? It means saturated. So I'm so filled with Jesus. If you poke me, it's going to spill over.
Yeah.
Like I was thinking of a sponge. Like, you know, you take the sponge and you stick it in water and come out. And as soon as you pull it out, it's just dripping. There's so much of it. Like if you ever gone to Jimmy's and got French fries in Chicago, Jimmy's, you take that bag, it's overflowing with grease. It's one of those kind of overflow. But we don't want to do that, right? It's physical health. We don't want to eat those things. But we're so saturated with his hope, with his spirit, with his grace, with his mercy, with his promises, that if I just bump into somebody, it's gonna overflow on them. They're gonna walk up and there's gonna be a greasy stain of joy on them. John 10:10 speaks about this. It says, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have life to the fullest. That's why he's here. He doesn't want you to just have half a life. He doesn't want you to have a life. How's your life? To the fullest. With the Lord, it's to the fullest. When I'm away from the Lord, when I'm not reading my scriptures, when I'm not worshiping, when I'm not praying, I'm empty. But when he is with me, he's in me, he's on my mind, he's on my heart, he's on my lips. It's a full life. Surely goodness and love follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Forever. John 14. Second to last verse. We're almost done. This is amazing. Amazing how good God is. Surely goodness and love follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. John 14 says, do not let your heart be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house there are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. We will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. He built rooms for us already. That's why he had to leave. We have a place. We're going to be with him forever. Beautiful house. I don't care what house is. The main thing, he's there, right? Forget it. Let's be honest. I want to finish with this. Romans 15:13. One of the teachers used this verse yesterday, and I was like, oh, you took my verse. But it's not my verse. It's God's verse, right? I'm going to say it with more passion, though. then it'll be way better. This is my sent out, I guess. The so what? Romans 15:13 says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with a hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." May the God of hope fill you with all the joy and peace as you trust in him, as you heard all the teachings today. So when you walk out, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. It's not by your own power that you're going to show people hope and joy and love and peace and grace and mercy and self-control and all the fruit of the Spirit. It's by his Holy Spirit. So as we prepare to leave, I pray that you guys will go out saturated, that you will be bumping into people with love and hope and it would pour out upon you. And when we're feeling empty, remember the relational part. We call one another, not just text, or not just waiting for somebody to call on me. We call one another, and we get filled up again. And we come back to the book, and we get filled up again. And we come on our knees, and we get filled up again. And we come before the Lord, and we worship him, and we come before him. And we get filled up.
Amen.
Because he goes above and beyond. Watch him do. Watch him. Watch what he can do. Come before him. Amen?
Amen.
Let's pray. Thank you for spending time with us during this episode. We pray that this teaching blessed you and brought you closer to understanding God. If you'd like to contact us, please email us at corechurch242@gmail.com. Until next time, know you are loved and covered in prayer.